armchair.
There's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
Rum and Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important
you
this is?
Try to save the pup.
Really, this is what you're doing?
Chief,
what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair.
YouTube Live.
Radio Station.
The radio station you can call your own. Listeners like about our station?
I like everything.
It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
Listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. We're here live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country, your first choice for Southern sports. Good afternoon. I'm Mac McGee, and I don't know much, but I know one thing. Brooks Koepka, he's doing it. He's doing it big. Look out.
Armchair.
Community Access Channel.
He's the armchair quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. He's the All-American.
Hey, howdy, hi, and how the hell are you? I am doing outstanding. It is Masters Day, round two. We've got Braves Country Baseball tonight. We'll be bringing you the broadcast 7:20 Eastern first pitch. And we got a lot to get into today for the show. We're gonna preview the game real quick, and we'll do a little more on the actual pregame show tonight. And then we've got the NFL mock draft that we're going to do. We've got the basketball playoffs on the way. A lot of stuff to get into, little time to do it. Koepka, by the way, a 4-stroke lead over Bennett, and Koepka is in for the day at 12 under. We'll get more into that here in a minute. But wanted to go ahead and start off. So tonight we've got Braves, Padres, and look, if you missed that game last night, I hate it for you. If you didn't listen to it, if you didn't watch it, what an incredible game. We did not do the game last night. We typically do Tuesday night and Friday nights, which is what we're doing tonight. And then we bring you two other games. So we're gonna bring you tonight's game, and we're gonna bring you Sunday's game. And I think it's actually gonna work out well because there's some bad weather heading towards Truist Park tomorrow. And I don't know if that game is going to get in. Now, whether or not they decide to put a doubleheader in or whatnot, that remains to be seen. They'll probably announce that kind of stuff down. I would think you'd want to because you've already got a night game on Sunday. And the idea that you would have to go back to Atlanta in the middle of the year to play one game is probably not something very appealing to a West Coast team like San Diego. So we'll see what happens with that, but tonight's game should be a go. They're expecting a little bit of rain, but nothing that should halt the game. The game should get in, and Sunday night should be a good night for baseball as well. Tonight, we got us quite the mess on our hands as Jared Schuster is going to head to the mound, and we hope he goes out there and pitches a lot better. Schuster, if you missed it the first time out, I mean, you kind of have to just throw that outing into the scrap heap because the simple fact of the matter is his nerves were all on him in the first part of the game. And he ends up with 4 2/3. This is against the Nationals. This wasn't against the Padres, which have a formidable lineup. 4 2/3, 1 strikeout, 5 walks. And left the game with a 7.71 ERA. 2.36 whip. It's very rare that you see the whips in the twos. And so he's hoping that he'll go back out and have a much better game. I think he will. I think he's going to have a much better game. I just think it's going to be a type of situation where if the game gets out of hand, he might be forced to take one for the team. But if he's pitching well, then you could see them deploy the bullpen. Considering the fact that tomorrow could be a rainout, you could be looking at a situation where if he gets in trouble early and the Braves are actually scoring, which I think they will. Nick Martinez, now he's a veteran. He has no excuse for why he went out and his first game out. He did go seven innings, but a 5.14 ERA. He had five strikeouts, two walks, gave up a home run. That's the one good thing that you can say about Schuster in that first game. He kept the ball in the yard. So that part I love. But this is a San Diego Padre team that's much more formidable at the plate. We all know that. And he's going to have to be on it. He's going to bring a little different than what they saw last night with Strider. Now, they ended up, Strider the third time through the lineup really wasn't fooling them. And Schuster, I honestly think what the game plan tonight will most likely be, especially if they believe they're going to have tomorrow night off, it can rest the bullpen. Which if I'm them, I do with what the Mets did Wednesday evening. They went ahead and called the game for Thursday and left nothing in doubt. Now, if you go ahead and call the game for tomorrow and say that you're going to play a doubleheader on Sunday, the fans can go ahead and prepare. Everybody can go and prepare for that. Plus, you don't have to worry about the bullpen tonight. You can go ahead and go all in. Because the fact of the matter is Atlanta has not had a day off this entire season so far. So this will be the eighth game, and they don't get another day off until Wednesday. And that can put a tax on your bullpen. Speaking of the bullpen, remember, Colin McHugh is on the IL. Nick Martin, look, the one thing I do want to go ahead and address is what happened last night was phenomenal. And if you watch that game, listen to the game, however you absorb the game, or you saw the highlight today, what Orlando Arcia did in that moment, not to mention the fact that he went 3-for-4. But that is why I love baseball. That's why it's the best sport. That right there, what happened last night, that's what you don't get a chance to be the hero like that in other sports, realistically. But any guy on any given day can go up there and go 3-for-4 and get the game-winning RBI. And he's played phenomenal defense. He's been really, really good at the plate, which we know that he can go through stretches, where he can absolutely just pound the heck out of the ball. And that's what we saw last night. He timed that fastball and that home run just absolutely beautifully. That was a no doubter from the word go. And what I loved about that is not only did he yank one out of the park, but his other two base hits, he took what was given to him. He shot the double down the line. And then the line drive base hit RBI single that won the game, he didn't try to do too much with it. He just served it into center field and knew he had won the game. If you saw him celebrating the moment he hit the ball, and that's what a true teammate does. He's not worried about hitting one out of the park, right, to pad his stats. He understood the assignment, as folks like to say nowadays. He went up there. He had a runner on second base. By the way, great piece of hitting that got overshadowed by Eddie Rosario, who came up and stroked that ball down the right field line and was hustling out of the box all the way, stretching that into a double that set up the game-winning run. And I think a lot of folks probably would have forgotten about it. And they woke up this morning, they were happy, et cetera, et cetera. Might have kind of forgot about the fact that the first two at-bats were really quiet, quick at-bats, and it looked like we might have been heading to extras. And the way the Ghost Runners set up in today in Major League Baseball, I don't know what to expect from extra innings. So if I can prevent extra innings on any given day, I'm all for it. And serving that ball into the outfield was just a beautiful moment. Happens on opening day, and it happens for a guy who everybody kind of doubted could be the guy when Dansby Swanson left. Heck, we were being told that he wasn't going to be the guy, that he was going to be the platoon guy, and that it was going to be Vaughn Grissom. And then out of nowhere, they send Grissom down. They send Shoemake down. At one point in the spring, we figured it was a two-position battle because conventional wisdom would have thought to ourselves that, all right, you want to keep Arcia to be able to keep the other guys fresh, and who's going to win the battle between Shoemake and Grissom? Instead, he won the battle, and Grissom and Shoemake are being sent down to get prepared for the war. Because long-term, who knows how this shakes out, but right now, Orlando Arcia is playing phenomenal baseball and really starting. Look, he's been there a few years now, and he's always kind of been in the shadow. Now he's starting to become like one of the leaders. It's really cool to see. And plus, not to mention the fact, let's not skate over the fact that on opening day, he signs a 3-year extension, gets himself a little bit of a salary bump for 2023, and then we get him sewed up for the next 2 years. And he probably knows that he's not going to be the starting shortstop for all 3 years. But he got himself some financial security and some security of knowing where he's going to be playing. Because Atlanta's looking at it big picture too, and they're saying, look, eventually Grissom and Shoemake are going to force our hands, and either A, we're going to trade them because they're playing that well, or B, we're going to bring them up, and we'll have to DFA someone like an Adrianza. I don't like to talk about that if a guy's still on the team, because you don't want to just assume things, but look, it's happened before. And at that point, you've got Orlando Arcia set up to be in the mix somehow, some way in your infield all the way through the 2025. If you want the 2026 season, because we also have a club option. So he could be here for the next 4 seasons. And I love to see it. Swanson's playing well in Chicago, taking nothing away from him. He's playing really well in Chicago. But Orlando Arcia said it the other day, and I'm going to say it again. You could make the argument that Orlando Arcia fits more in what the Braves are wanting to do in the whole of the fact that I'm not going to suggest that he's a better player than Dansby Swanson, but when you can get him for less than $2 million a year for the next 3 seasons, that opens up your options in other areas of the team, other needs. Maybe that's the move that ends up sewing up a guy like Max Fried. Or maybe that's the move that lets you go out and get somebody when Max Fried walks away after 24. But tonight, it's going to be Schuster. It's going to be Martinez. I expect a high-scoring game. I think the line was 8.5, which for folks that don't follow that, 8.5 over under in runs is pretty high. You're normally looking at 6.5, 7, 7.5, sometimes 8. So 8.5 typically means that we're talking about they're expecting a high scoring game. And look, if I was going to bet the over, I don't do that a lot on Major League Baseball. I normally take the win and loss bets. But if I was going to do it, I would be banging the over. And I would definitely take the over on the Braves. The Braves tonight, I believe, was 4.5 runs. And I do believe that we get to that because Nick Martinez, he can go out there and throw a gem every once in a while, but typically he gives up some runs. And if they don't have the lead, they're not going to deploy the very back of their bullpen. So a lot of their guys got used last night, and it could be a very tricky situation for San Diego. Martinez might be asked to take one for the team, as they say. All right, We're going to take a quick break and be right back here on Braves Country. Keep it locked in on 99.1 FM, The Key, and Braves Country HD, wherever you stream.
Now there's a steal by Bird. Underneath the DJ, he lays it in.
Here's good news. There's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
ACC football covered like no other here on the Armchair Quarterbacks.
Out of the shotgun, third down and about 10. Ward getting some pressure, getting more, gets it away. He's got Fryer wide open. Touchdown, Florida State. That's what Ward will do to you.
Georgia Tech 45, Nebraska 21. It's now up to the voters. They look like the number one, don't they?
All right, 6 seconds to go. Mahler throws it up for grabs. There's five defenders back there. Game runs out. And Clemson wins the national championship of college football.
This is for the national championship for Nebraska.
Incomplete.
And for Miami, an absolutely miracle year. The dream season as they come back from a bad loss opening day to go to 11 straight wins and in all probability when the votes are in, a first ever national championship for the Hurricane.
Take the scenic route in the new Hyundai Santa Fe, the family SUV with available H-Track all-wheel drive to help you travel way off the beaten path. Find new adventures together in Hyundai Santa Fe.
Welcome back to Braves Country. Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks, weekdays 3 to 5 p.m. drive time on WQEE.
At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
This is Shirley from the bank. The answers are no, no, and yes. No, we won't loan you money. No, we won't accept any cosigners. And yes, your account's overdrawn. I get off at 4:30.
Así que me gusta.
Welcome back, Bobby, joining us, the young prodigy, getting ready for, I'm sure, a big. What hat do you have on?
I have a Colorado hat on.
My God, you threw me off for a second from a glance. I thought you happened to have a Montreal Expo hat on, too. I was like, what are the chances of that?
No, not an Expo hat.
A long time, and I saw it in the closet today when I was getting ready. I was like, you know, I haven't worn an Expo hat in a while. I don't mind wearing Expos. They're extinct, even though they used to be in the NL East. They're extinct. I don't care what they say. Expos and Nationals are not the same thing. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to a solid weekend of sports. NBA is wrapping up. I get a UFC card, so I'm excited.
UFC 2014. What is this?
287.
287.
A lot of them, yeah.
How much is that going to cost you?
I'm not paying it. Well, however much a burger at Buffalo Wild Wings cost, or maybe some wings. We'll see.
Okay, so it's going to cost you about $20, $30, something like that?
$20.
Are you factoring tip? Do you tip them?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Do you do the 20%? You do
20%, yeah.
Right?
At least.
All right. Good man.
Thank you.
I want to hear that. I don't want to hear the, no, man. What movie was that where that Dink was talking about not tipping and all that kind of junk? it's a famous movie, Reservoir Dogs.
Mm.
It turned me off to the movie instantly. I know everyone loves the movie. It's a classic. Everyone says that happened. I said, I'm not watching. This is junk. I don't know. No. If you're not going to kill the guy in the first scene that says something like that, I'm out. Tell me how you really feel. By the way, get y'all caught up on the scores real quick. I'm going to transfer it over to the Masters here in a second. As soon as we get these scores up, this has got to get a little bigger for folks to see, I think. Orioles and Yankees just started. I think I accidentally clicked on that game. Orioles and Yankees just started. The Mets are all over the Marlins. It's 4-0. Phillies and Reds just began. I guess I'll focus on those two scores right there. But, dude, I know baseball is a secondary sport to you, but your Tampa Bay Rays are kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah, I've heard they're doing pretty good. I've heard Rosarena has been solid, a couple good pitchers. So who knows? Maybe they go pretty far.
I mean, come on. You got to get on the hype train. They're undefeated.
I know, and I wouldn't say I'm a bandwagon either, because I mean, by where I lived when I was younger. But yeah, if they keep playing like this, it's definitely worth watching. And I tell you what, if they make the playoffs, I can guarantee you, Altoona.
Well, don't wait till the playoffs, man. The best part, unlike basketball, the best part of baseball is the regular season.
Hmm.
Oh, play has been suspended, so they finally did suspend play at the Masters. So got the score up there real quick. I'll go ahead and zoom in a little bit so folks can see. Kepka's leading at 12 under. You got Bennett 4 off the lead. Rahm 5 off the lead. Rahm is only through 6. I was hearing they're expecting bad weather there tomorrow as well. It's going to be really tough for them to get done with the Masters by Sunday. I think there's a strong possibility that we have golf on Monday.
Mm.
Are you watching the Masters?
I have not been, no, but I've been keeping up with it here and there. I heard one of the LIV guys is at the top, right?
Yeah, Koepka.
Koepka.
Brooks Koepka, Florida State Seminole graduate. he was one of the more dominant golfers a few years ago, and then he had some really bad injury issues with his legs, which you can imagine golf. That's like, well, I mean, almost any sport.
Yeah.
Other than like chess, I think legs are going to be a big, big deal. And so he's finally healthy from that, and he's showing it. He's playing absolutely incredible. What's funny is that I'm noticing, so they're saying play has been suspended, but I'm watching the live feed on ESPN. There's still folks out there playing around. So what I wonder is ESPN just not telling anybody because they want them to continue to tune in? I think that's what's going on here. And they're literally right now, the screen is just focused on Tiger Woods. He's literally just standing there. He's standing on the green. I'm sure they're yapping about something, but they know one thing if they know anything. If you want to help your ratings, put Tiger Woods on the screen. So play has been suspended at the 87th Masters. And you'll know that you're actually a man the day you start watching Major League Baseball religiously and you tune in to things like the Masters. That is the absolute definition. You're going to wake up one day and you're going to say, I guess I'm finally a man. Yep. McGee's right.
Give me 10, 20 years or so and I'll be like my dad and my grandpa watching.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you don't watch the Masters at least by the weekend, at least got into the weekend, and you're not into Major League Baseball, I'm just gonna say certain things may not have dropped yet. You know what I mean? Like, All right, I'm gonna go ahead and put it back up on the Major League Baseball scoreboard because the Masters has been suspended, and there's no point of having just dead golf numbers up there. So there is the live score right there. I was hoping that the Mets were going to have an outside chance of the Marlins have an outside chance of upsetting the Mets. Not that I had a lot of faith in the Marlins starting pitching, but Tyler McGill's on the mound for the Mets and he's average at best. All right, let's go ahead and get into what we had planned. The NBA is winding down. Finally, and the season's finally going to begin. They have the longest preseason in sports. We're finally going to get to the actual season of the NBA. There is no regular season. There's a long, long preseason, and then there's the playoffs.
Yep.
Looking at the games. All right. So looking at the games tonight, I have a few of them jotted down of interest. Focusing on what's actually going on the court tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing is How is that possible? I'm a little confused by what I'm looking at on ESPN standings. It's showing that the Heat have, oh, because they clinched their division. Okay. I was confused. I was like, why? How are the Heat already clinched the playoffs, but the Brooklyn Nets are one game up on them and they have not clinched the playoffs? All right. So right now, Brooklyn is sitting at 44 wins. I guess looking at Brooklyn needs a win to clinch the, to not play in the playing game.
Yeah.
It looks like that the Hawks, the Raptors, the Bulls, they've all clinched, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to be in the playing game. Considering that there's only two games left for everybody, Hawks cannot catch the Nets. The Heat, in theory, could catch the Nets. The Nets, now they are not one of the games I had written down because I think they're playing someone terrible. Let's see what we have here. The New Jersey Nets, yes, they're at home against the Magic tonight. And is it, that's not their last game, is it? It's the last one that they have written here.
Each team has two games left.
Yeah, I don't know why they only have, okay. So Orlando tonight. Philadelphia, who's going to be resting all their players on Sunday. I don't see any way that the Nets don't end up as the sixth seed.
Yeah.
Miami. Now, I'm not sure about the tiebreakers, but Miami, for them to be able to pull it off and catch them, they're at the Wizards tonight, and they're at home against Orlando on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a couple of pushovers. But I think the difference is Orlando's going to try to beat one of the – Orlando will try to win both those games.
Mm-hmm.
Washington will probably try to win tonight. Philly's going to be in full bench their stars mode.
Yeah. The only reason I could see Philly potentially playing their guys is because they're only one game up on the Cavs right now. So there's a chance the Cavs leapfrog them. But if they win one, I think they should be good.
Philly, do you have the scores for tonight in front of you? Who is a Philly playing?
They are playing. They're playing the Hawks.
Okay.
That's
right.
That's a pretty important game because that could change the play-in seeding. Because the Hawks right now, they're the 8th seed, and they're one game up on the Raptors, who are the 9th seed.
So the Hawks do need to win that. I was thinking that the Hawks could be resting their guys, but no, you don't want to be the 9 seed because then you got to go on the road.
Yeah, yeah, and you got to win two games too.
Right. Who does Atlanta have on Sunday?
Atlanta has, let's see, let me scroll down to Sunday. They have the Celtics.
And the Celtics are going to be benching all because the Celtics can't catch the Bucks. That's a wrap. And the 76ers can't catch the Celtics. The Bucks have clinched the 1 seed.
Yeah.
Celtics have clinched the 2 seed. You mentioned it. The 76ers could end up in that 4 seed.
Mm-hmm.
If Cleveland were to leapfrog them. Which I don't have a preference either way. I think that Cleveland-New York series would be a lot of fun, so that's one of the reasons why I want to see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But New York, Philly, I mean, come on. That's it's very, very quiet. But the New York Knicks are playing really good basketball right now.
They are, yeah. They're riding a 5-game win streak. They've been playing good lately. So that would be an interesting matchup.
I don't sit down and watch the games, but I do pay attention to what's going on. That's the most you'll get me as a fandom for NBA regular season basketball. Is I pay attention, I see the scores, I'll catch a highlight here and there. But basically, New York's won 7 of 10, Cleveland's won 7 of 10. Philly has lost 6 out of their last 10.
They've
won 4 of 10. You don't want to be stumbling. If it stays right now, it's going to be Philly and the Nets.
Yeah.
And what's strange about that is I thought the Nets would free fall. They've actually played decent basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've held up all right. I think Mikal Bridges has been playing pretty good. So I don't think they'll do much damage in the playoffs, but they've certainly held their own.
Now, your boy, Kyrie Irving's on the outside looking in. He's a game out of the playing game.
Yep. It is not looking good for the Mavs, which is shocking because I thought I wasn't certain that they'd go far in the playoffs, but I thought for certain they'd be in.
What I like the most about is tonight, Suns at Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
The Suns are 8-0 with Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
The Lakers are one game behind the Golden State Warriors to stay out of the playing game.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big deal when you consider the fact that LeBron and company have been playing really good basketball. Love them or hate them, they've been playing good basketball.
Absolutely.
And the Lakers finished the season with Utah. Golden State, they're at the Kings tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And Golden State, their final game of the season is going to be on Sunday as well. And they finish at Portland, your boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it ain't going to be my boys playing. It's a bunch of G League guys. So
you don't think that they would try to knock out Golden State?
You got to think about the priorities here. Do you want that or do you want a chance at Wembanyama?
Well, it's not like you've got one of the worst records in basketball, so you don't have a very good chance of getting a top pick anyways.
Right now, I think they have the fifth best odds at them as it stands. They're one game below the Magic.
Right, that's nothing.
You never know, though. I mean, we've seen teams that are way down in the lottery jump up to number one.
True, but
Pelicans did to get Zion. Anything can happen.
True, but there's got to be some disdain for the Golden State Warriors. I think if they have a chance, if they know going into that game that they could knock out the Warriors from making the, and not that they're in love with the Lakers, but have a chance to stick it to the Warriors, I think it's all on deck.
I wouldn't mind it either because of how, especially the Gary Payton II, how that situation played out, how they filed for, I don't know, some investigation against us and it came out there was nothing happening. So I don't like the Warriors at all. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not too confident in us beating them. And frankly, if we didn't, it wouldn't be, you know, the most heartbreaking thing to me.
The three games I have circled for tonight are Bulls at Mavericks, Warriors at Kings, and Suns at Lakers.
Hmm.
If you're going to watch an NBA game, it's got to be one of those three. If you're watching anything else, you're absolutely wasting your time. I still won't watch it, but I'll take the scores in the morning and go, I'm more looking forward to next week when these things actually start counting.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts on the NBA going into this final weekend as far as?
Not too much. I guess I'll share my predictions on how I think each conference is going to go because I want to get that out of the way before the playoffs start. I want it to be in stone. I got the Suns winning the West, and I have the Celtics winning the East.
Okay, so you're really going on a limb on both of those.
I know. Big upsets, right?
I think you're probably right. If I was going to take one dark horse in the West, I still say never count out the stupid Warriors.
Yeah. I mean, they're the defending champs, and as rough as it's looked lately, I mean, they're getting Andrew Wiggins back. They're a team with tons of experience. I could see them, you know, going on a run.
It's just one of those things that until they cut the head off the snake, I'm not going to believe it. I'm not going to believe it until I see it. I know Laker Nation's probably, you know, foaming at the mouth to go, man, we're playing great basketball. What you know, what can we do? What, you know, if we get they'd be lucky to get out of the first true round.
Yeah.
They'll face off right now as it sets. They'll play the Kings. That would be a tough matchup.
I would, yeah. And I think the Kings, I think they can beat them.
They played the Grizzlies. Ooh,
that's even tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not liking them too much in that matchup.
if they lose a game out, drop down a notch and go to the 8 seed, they would face up with Denver.
I think the Nuggets are a more favorable matchup for them than the Grizzlies.
I think the Nuggets are a more favorable matchup for anybody.
Yeah.
I think I'm not
bought in on the Nuggets at all. I think they're going to
paper Lions.
Yeah.
Every time I watch Jokic, I think to myself, how the hell is this guy an MVP?
Yeah.
Because he is incredibly slow. He does nothing incredibly well. He's just pretty good at everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when the playoffs start, none of that matters because the intensity gets, ratchet up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
And Denver will, I think it was Joey that made the comparison the other day to remember a few years back when Utah was constantly.
No, I think that was me.
Was it you?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's the comparison I drew. The Jazz would get the 1 or 2 seed. They'd be a high seed for a couple of years with Mitchell and Gobert, and then they'd just crash out in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I can think of a couple other teams over the years that could never put it to. And look, they're not even like the Sacramento Kings of the early 2000s who could never get over the hump and beat the Lakers, but they were a formidable force, and there were a couple of times where they probably should have won, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get to the playoffs and they're just like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a different team.
Yeah. I can remember some teams in the 90s and the 80s that I won't go too far back, but you always knew when the playoffs start, you're like, yeah, whatever, man. There's like 4 teams that can win this.
Yeah.
And that's why the NBA playoffs lose so much interest, everybody, is because even when the playoffs get here, they're boring.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fans don't even get locked in until you get to the conference championships.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty predictable. I mean, when I said my predictions earlier, you were like, oh, big shocker. It's pretty easy to call what teams are going to go far in the playoffs. I mean, you'll occasionally see a team like, I remember a couple of years ago, the Hawks made a run to the Eastern Conference Finals that not many people expected to see. But for the most part, it's pretty predictable how the playoffs go.
And usually when that happens, it's because one of the big boys have had a lot of injuries.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
If everyone's healthy going into the Eastern Conference, it's going to be the Bucks or the Celtics. I would be shocked if it was the 76ers. Mm-hmm. I actually give Cleveland a much better chance, or New York a much better chance of upsetting a Milwaukee than I do the 76ers upsetting the Celtics.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And in the West, the strange thing is no one's taking the top 3 seed seriously because here comes Kevin Durant. And if they don't, I mean, they are in championship mode or bust.
Mm-hmm. They're all in.
Outside of them, you're basically just leaning on history. You're leaning on what Golden State has been.
Mm-hmm.
You're leaning on what the Lakers think they were. Because this Lakers team never won a real championship. And, well, I mean, God, the West is so dull this year. Like, there's nothing there.
God. Yeah, and after the trade deadline, too, I was so excited because you had, the Grizzlies with Morant, you had the Suns with KD and Booker, and then you had the Mavs with Luka and Kyrie. And now that looks kind of – doesn't even seem
as exciting. Everybody's waiting for Ja Morant to do something else off the chart crazy, right?
Yeah.
And it feels like it would happen in the middle of the playoffs.
That would be
like they get a 3-1 lead over, we'll say, the Lakers, and then all of a sudden Morant would be busted for doing something extremely stupid, and then here come the Lakers and they would just punch him through. By the way, I saw a clip. I don't know when it was from. I don't know what game it was. It was on TikTok or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a clip of LeBron James going to the hole on a break.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that it's a recent clip because, James looks, older in it.
Yeah.
And it had to be from this year. I'm thinking it was from this week. But regardless, he isn't even touched going to the hole. In fact, the guy who was guarding him made sure that he stepped away from him. and mm-hmm. James went to the hole and acted like he got hit.
And they still called
it. And they called a foul.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
And my first thought was, well, I know we got ghost runners in baseball. We got ghost fouls in the NBA now. Like, what the hell is that? And to make it worse, LeBron started flexing. I'm like, you know you didn't get touched. You mm-hmm. didn't, and he missed the shot. You know nobody touched you. You know nobody touched you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're flexing. It's different if you go, all right, cool, man, I'll take it. It's a different, you're like, look at me. Look how cool I am. What? God bless. You know, I'm not a big fan of wrestling, but I like to hit him with a folding chair one time. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hit the NFL draft, mock draft. Bobby's on the clock. We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country, Braves Country HD, wherever you stream.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Hey, Braves Country. Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball all year long. Hi, I'm Mac McGee. We'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch, inning-by-inning of your Atlanta Braves. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and two bonus games every week. Please like and subscribe to youtube.com/@Braves Country.
Whenever I bring home Entenmann's Little Bites muffins.
Little Bites?
That's right, sweetie. Can you just give Mommy a minute?
I love Little Bites.
I know you do, but we're doing a commercial right now, okay?
Got it.
As I was saying, whenever I bring home you-know-what, you-know-who gets pretty excited. And so do I. Little Bites muffins are made with real ingredients, no high-fructose corn syrup, and are baked moist and delicious.
I love Little Bites.
Here you go.
Yes.
Entenmann's Little Bites muffins. The perfect portion of happiness.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's The Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
If you're interested in going scumbag, I sell a starter kit. It includes a second phone, fake addresses, and some golf shirts.
I don't golf.
Nobody does. Golf was invented purely so husbands can cheat on their wives. A six-hour game in a completely different town where you need special shirts? I don't think so.
Welcome back. Our 2023 slow burn mock draft continues here on Braves Country. And Bobby is on the clock with the Houston Texans. Real quick, just to go over who has picked two and who has picked. I see the question on our feed. The play-in tournament starts next week. It's Tuesday, right?
I'm not quite sure. I think so.
Depending on the conference.
Because
the final game of the season is Sunday, and it's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Don't wait long. Because I think they try to have everybody out of the way and everything established by Saturday is when they try to start the playoffs.
Because
in years past, they did – the final day of the season was usually Tuesday or Wednesday, and then everybody started on Saturday/Sunday, right? And now they finish on Sunday, and they usually start the play-in tournament just a couple of days later.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Braves fans, I put it in the chat, but Jake Odorizzi is going to miss the entire season with undergoing arthroscopic shoulder procedure.
So we dodged that bullet trading him right before the season started. Now, not that we're going to get much out of who we got for him, but at least he's still pitching down in a Triple A. All right. So far on the draft in the first round, these are the guys off the board and the teams that took them really quick. I'm just going to rattle them off. Carolina, C.J. Stroud. Houston, Anthony Richardson. Arizona, Will Anderson. Did I miss something here? Looks like I... Well, let me
pull. Didn't you say the Colts went Bryce Young?
Yeah, I just don't know why it's not in the chat. I thought I'd put it all in the chat, so I'm going to go ahead and pull up my original notes. I thought I'd put it all in the chat. Give me 1 second. All right, here we go. Whoops. Do you have the others in front of you?
I don't.
I'm pulling mine up. It's just taking a second. Here we go. Okay. All right. So, Bryce Young to the Colts, Carter from Georgia to Seattle, Miles Murphy to Detroit, Christian Gonzalez to the Raiders, JSN to the Falcons, wide receiver at Ohio State, Paris Johnson, offensive tackle from Ohio State, goes to the Bears, Eagles, Nolan Smith from Georgia, and Peter Skoronski, offensive tackle slash guard from Northwestern to the Titans. So you've got the number 12 pick in the Houston Texans. Where are you going, Bobby?
I think if this guy falls to 12, this is a home run pick for the Texans. I have Tyree Wilson. I think he's the second best edge rusher in this draft. I think he'd be a huge steal here. He's incredibly athletic for an edge rusher. He's really lengthy. He put up good numbers at Texas Tech. I think he's going to be a great edge rusher in the league. So at 12, that'd be a fantastic pick.
Okay, so when you do this, if you can give the whole name, his position, where he's from.
Tyree Wilson, edge rusher, Texas Tech.
Thank you. All right, so you're going Wilson, Texas Tech. And I've got the Jets. And the thing about this pick is I have to go with the assumption that they are going to keep the pick, because I do think that that's a thing that is holding this whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing between him and Aaron Rodgers. Don't you feel like one of the things holding it up is that the Packers probably want their pick this year?
Packers probably, I think they want 13, and I think the Jets want to give up 2 seconds. That's where I think both teams are at, and they're trying to find a middle ground for the draft.
I agree. But I'm going to go with the assumption, because we can't speculate on trades and whatnot, and since the pick is being made now and not after whatever's bound to happen, I'm going to go with the assumption that they are going to keep the pick. There's talks about them still adding more in free agency from wide receivers. So I don't think they go there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they're fine at running back, although Bijan Robinson would be very, very tempting. But a lot of that would have to do with if you thought Breece Hall wasn't going to come back at full force, right?
Yeah.
So instead, I'm going to play it safe, and I'm going to say that Darnell Wright, offensive tackle from Rocky Top, Tennessee, is going to be the pick for the New York Jets, because they can use more offensive line help. And I mean, if I feel like you're going to make a guy like Aaron Rodgers very happy, if he knows that you're trying to keep him upright.
Yep.
And let's be honest with him, when it's all said and done, he's a prima donna and you got to try to keep him happy.
Yep.
So that's where I'm going. And I forgot to do this earlier, but I'm going to do it now. Bobby is on the clock.
With the 14th pick, the New England Patriots are selecting Broderick Jones from Georgia, offensive tackle. I know they're having some issues with Mac Jones right now. Heard there's some controversy there. But I think ultimately they stick it out. I think they try and get a franchise tackle here at 14. So, yeah, I got them going Broderick Jones, back-to-back tackles going off the board.
Yeah, I don't think they'll – I've heard people talk about quarterback. I mean, unless it's something like going and bringing in a Lamar Jackson, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that Mac Jones is having these issues because it sounds like he's acting like a prima donna. I'm like, where did that come from?
Well, what the rumors were that he reached out to former coaches from Alabama for advice, and Belichick wasn't too happy about that.
Yeah, that's I can understand why he did it, but I can also understand why he's upset, why Belichick's upset.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of sympathize with Mac Jones a little bit because his offensive coordinator last year was Matt Patricia, which we all know how that, you know, he is not easy to work with. I think we're all on the same page that outside of being a defensive coordinator, he's not very good at his job. So I don't disagree with what Mac Jones did, but I also understand Belichick's perspective.
Yeah, well, if he was any good at his job, they wouldn't have been bringing in O'Brien, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what were they doing? What was he doing to begin with, bringing Patricia in, who hadn't coached offense in 20 years?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just – it's the ego of Belichick that he thinks that he can do anything because of the Super Bowl rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
But his legacy will be decided with what he does without Brady now.
Mm-hmm. And so far, I don't want to rule him out or anything, but it hasn't been looking too good without Brady.
It hasn't. It's looked terrible. And I always said that it was a combination of the two. And I still think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But most of your chuckleheads are going to say that if he doesn't win a Super Bowl without Brady, that he was a fraud because Brady won one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can do that same thing because what you would have to do is tell me that you're going to take that roster of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from the season they won the Super Bowl and put that roster in New England and give Belichick a different quarterback and see what Belichick would have done.
Mm-hmm.
That was a loaded roster.
It was unbelievably loaded. Yeah. That was one of the best, like, top to bottom teams in a while.
Yeah, so I just, to me, the idea that he's any kind of a fraud or anything is just absolutely obnoxious. When you think about all those Super Bowls that they won, most of their Super Bowls were won, not because Brady was out there throwing for 45, 50 touchdowns every year. Yes, there was one year where he lit up the sky, but it was usually because their defense was incredibly good, and who was running that show? I mean, that was Belichick.
Yeah, and I'll say I do think it was mostly Brady. I think he's the primary reason why they won as much as they did. But we saw how Brady looked last year, and granted, it was his last year in the NFL. But we saw how he looked with a not-so-good coach in Todd Bowles. It was night and day. So to say that Belichick's a fraud without Brady, nah, I don't think that's a fair, you know, point to make.
No, but I'm just – what I'm saying is your typical blowhards on the major networks, that's what they're going to point to.
Yeah.
If he doesn't win, but to me, okay, he doesn't have to win a Super Bowl to prove his worth, but he does have to get to the playoffs, and he doesn't. Yeah. I mean, they've looked below average.
Mm-hmm. And you can't blame it on the personnel either because he's also the GM.
Exactly, and not to mention the fact they've always had crappy personnel because he's a crappy GM.
Yeah.
he's just really good at X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
But what Brady did better than any quarterback has ever done is that Brady understood how to win the game, and it wasn't always about 300-400 yards passing. It was about understanding how to move the chains, how to control the ball, and in big situations in the playoffs, control the momentum of the game and put your opponent behind the eight ball. And that's why they were so damn good.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Tones is jumping on. We're going to do our cool games, and we got some locks coming up, and we will continue the draft next hour as well. We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country. You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia.
Armchair. You're listening to the Armchair Quarterback Sports Radio, number one sports station.
Good afternoon. And this is your Armchair Quarterbacks Sports Flash. Day two of the Masters continues, and we'll keep you up to date in the scores on the screen all show long here on Braves Country today. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves host the San Diego Padres. You can catch that game on Braves Country HD 720 First Pitch, only available on Apple Plus. Don't worry, we got you covered. The pregame show starts at 7. Other games this afternoon, you've got the Rangers at the Cubs, started at 2:20. The Mariners are at the Guardians at 4:10. While the White Sox are at the Pirates at 4:12. Royals and Giants 4:35. At 6:40, the Tampa Bay Rays host the Oakland Athletics. This evening, Jack Flaherty will go head-to-head with Woodruff as the Cardinals invade Milwaukee to take on the Brew Crew. Nats at the Rockies at 8:40, Blue Jays and Angels at 9:38, and the late pitch tonight, 9:40 Eastern, the Los Angeles Dodgers at the Arizona Diamondbacks. In the NBA, as the season winds down, games of note to get your weekend started off. 8 Eastern on NBA TV, the Grizzlies are at the Milwaukee Bucks. While the second part of the doubleheader, Phoenix Suns at the LA Lakers. Other games of note around the association, your hometown Hawks are at home in State Farm Arena. They'll welcome in the 76ers. Knicks at the Pelicans, Bulls at Mavericks, and the late tip has the Golden State Warriors heading to Sacramento to face the Kings. The National Hockey League has the night off. They'll be back at it top to bottom all day Saturday. But you do have hockey right here on the Key. Air Force Heating and Air pregame show starts at 7 Eastern. Puck drops at 7:30. River Dragons hosting Carolina. Make sure to put it on your calendar tomorrow afternoon. They're back at it. Same bat time, same bat channel versus Carolina. 7:30, the puck hits the ice. Former North Carolina transfer Caleb Love, one of the better guards in the country, has announced his commitment to Michigan. Love, a St. Louis native, was thought to be considering the Wolverines and home state Missouri. Caleb Love averaged 16.7 points this season, shooting 37.8 from the field while contributing 3.7 rebounds and 2.8 assists. New York Mets rotation could be getting reinforcements soon. Justin Verlander said he expects to return from a muscle strain before the end of April. The righty upped his throwing intensity to 75% on Friday while throwing on the field before New York faced off against the Marlins. Quote, general soreness I was having is really dissipating quickly. All positive signs. Really close to being able to take off the leash. Mets manager Buck Showalter expressed more caution. Quote, he's progressing really well and he'll be ready as quickly as that injury will dictate. We're pretty careful about things like that. Verlander, last year, returning from Tommy John surgery, posted a 1.75 ERA, a .83 whip, 5.9 WAR in 28 starts, 18-4 record in the American League Cy Young Award. And the Philadelphia Phillies lose yet another first baseman. Derek Hall will undergo surgery for a torn ligament in his right thumb. Hall suffered the injury Wednesday during the loss to the Yankees when his hand landed on second base while he was trying to stretch a single in the fourth inning to a double. Shortstop Anthony Volpe caught right fielder's Franchy Cordero's throw on the fly, made a swipe tag, and Hall left the game in the middle of the fifth. He told reporters that he planned to undergo surgery next week and hope to return some point in 2023. Hall started all five games at first base for the Phillies, taking over there when Rhys Hoskins' knee surgery ended his season. Hall was hitting .222 with four hits and one RBI. And that's your Armchair Quarterback Sports Flash. Stay tuned for Braves Country right here on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, simulcasting on YouTube.com at Braves Country.
What delay industries?
No! Gangalay! Say Gangalay!
Now you're way, way, way off.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's the right number, but this is an apartment.
Yeah, what? Save the light! Save
it! Make contact. A collective psychosis is sweeping the nation. We're in the thick of the haze craze, and Elysian is introducing an altered state of IPA. Contact Haze is a tangled chemistry of mild haze, low bitterness, and an explosion of hop aroma. This hazy IPA bursts with notes of bright raspberry, currant, citrus, guava, and passion fruit. Available in six-pack cans in stores and make contact.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Dixie Handle Company, five generations of the Strickland family, have produced quality hardwood farm and garden tools, wooden shutters, and custom furniture. This small business has been owned and operated since 1992 and ships to customers across the world. If you're looking for the highest quality tool handles, Dixie Handle Company is your place. Every item is hand-picked to your specifications. If it's made of wood, they do it. Call now, 931-722-3395. That's 931-722-3395. Or go online to DixieHandle.com. The Dixie Handle Company, welcome to Craftsmanship, a proud sponsor of Braves Country Baseball.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know, that or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Welcome back. Tampa Tones joining us. So Tampa, you're telling me, I still haven't looked at it, but you're telling me that you beat everybody in the the March Madness bracket.
How are we doing, gentlemen? I joined three brackets this year, right? I haven't won in over a decade. I came in first in two of them, and those were for a little bit of coin, so that was nice. And then in the Braves country bracket, I tied for first. I think one other chap happened to have UConn and got the same score as me. But nonetheless, I guess, you know, at least for this show, the champ is here, ladies and gentlemen. How we doing? Right.
Well, we'll wait for – I'll have to reach out and see if I can figure out who that was that won it. It's almost like it's disappeared from my – I'll find it.
They make it impossible to find
one. Let me ask you this, Mr. Cub fan. Are you able to see the Cubs right now?
Luckily, I threw up a prayer. I went on Apple TV this morning pretty pissed off. And I guess I never redeemed. I had a free 3 months from Roku when I bought my Roku, and I never redeemed it, I guess. So until July 7th, I get Apple TV baseball games, but only through July.
Well, I guess that's something. Yeah, this year they're actually charging for it. Last year, I guess it was free. I didn't know it. Evidently, they do some kind of Apple TV, almost like Pluto TV kind of thing, where there's free stuff out there that you can watch. And I guess the MLB thing was involved in it last year. I didn't realize it. And then I found out this year they were charging for it. So I was raising, I don't think I told this story, but I was raising $300 worth of cane one morning about it. I kept going, another streaming app.
Yeah, because last year MLB threw Peacock at us as well for the Sunday morning early start games too. So, you know, between MLB TV, Apple Plus, Peacock, it's getting crazy.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there going, and I'm raising Cain about it. And my wife finally asked me, she said,
well, how does that affect you? I said, because the Braves' first Friday night game, and we do every Friday night game this year, just like last year. I said, the Braves' first Friday night game is on Apple. Of course it is. And so she went and looked it up. She said, well, what is it on? And I told her, I thought it was an extra thing on top of what we were already paying. But I didn't realize that it was a free thing they were doing last year, and now this year they're charging. She says, oh, well, we actually get that already. And I sat there for a second, calm, and I said, that still stinks. It's still a bunch of crap. I forget how we get it. It's got something to do with what she signed up for already. I was like, all right. But then today, double check and make sure I could get into the devices to see it so that I could bring the play-by-play for tonight on Braves Country HD. When you go to sign in, they asked for a two-factor identification thing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's sending her the text at her phone that's at work and she's in a meeting.
Jeez.
And I'm like, oh God,
that's the worst.
Here we go. I'm going to be sitting here. It's going to be like right at the, you know, cause she doesn't normally get off work till right around 7. Like, I'm going to be sitting here right at the finish line, wanting to know if I can actually see the freaking game. Right.
Right as the game starts.
She saw it and she sent it to me. I was like, okay, cool. And then I realized, wait a minute, Dingy, you always put it on at least two devices in case one crashes. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need you to do that again for me. It's just a bunch of crap is all it is, man. It's like, what is garbage about the whole thing? If you sign up for the Major League Baseball package at the original, because I'm grandfathered in on the original price that I signed up with, but there was never, because they weren't a part of it, there was never any conversation about having to have other applications and pay for other applications to also get the games that I want to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're trickling all this in. There's Apple, there's Peacock. You got to have Peacock for the morning games. I think the Braves are on one of those games. Thankfully, that Sunday morning, we don't typically do Sunday morning games. We are doing the Sunday night game this week, but I don't typically do Sunday morning because that would probably be the straw that broke the camel's back in our marriage. You know, I'm getting up at 9 a.m., 8 a.m. on a Sunday to get ready for a Braves broadcast. Okay. That's it. I've had enough.
So, adios, McGee.
Yeah, well, be like the odd couple, be knocking on your door and Joey's door. Hey, guys.
Come on in, brother.
You got a roommate. All right. Man. So, by the way, real quick on the scoreboard update, out-of-town scoreboard update, Philadelphia leads Cincinnati 1-0. That game is in the fifth. That is surprising. The Mets are pounding the Marlins. I saw it was 6-3 a second ago. I was like, maybe there's a chance, but evidently the Marlins put their backup catcher to throw or something because they've given up 3 runs already. So that game's a wrap. All right, let's get into the cool games. Now, this week, we're going to go ahead and assume that the Masters is a cool game. Assuming that the Masters comes down to that final Sunday and it's not, you know, a blowout like the TPC was, I'm going to assume that that's a cool game. So, because the playoffs haven't started for NBA or NHL, all we have is regular season basketball, regular season hockey, and, of course, Major League Baseball. I gave the guys one cool game each today. So, I'm curious where everybody goes with this. We'll probably go back to two once the playoffs get going in both leagues at full force. Mm-hmm. But this isn't, you know, this isn't the time of year where there's a lot of cool games. Mm-hmm. So, I'm curious to see where everybody goes with this. Tones, I'll let you go first. I think Bobby normally goes first. I'll let you go first. And basically what a cool game is, y'all, well, all we're saying is you're planning on watching this front to finish. it is a game you don't want to miss, or however you consume it. Maybe you're going to listen to it on the radio, whatever you want to do, right? But it's a mm-hmm. game like, I don't want to miss this. I can miss other games. Tones, what is your first, what is your number one cool game this year? I mean, this week, excuse me.
Obviously, as you stated, the Masters, I'm just assuming that's one. So Masters aside, all that aside, I'm staying on the diamond, what we love best on Braves Country. And I look at a matchup tonight. It's starting off a series, and I know it's the beginning of the year, but this one has the potential to be a fiery series, a battle of Chicago Cubs rivals. Not really a fan of either, but I'm going to check it out because I'm interested to see how these teams do. Right now, they're both above the Cubs. The Cardinals are below the Cubs. The Brewers are above the Cubs. But Cardinals at Brewers tonight, you got a pretty good pitching matchup on the mound. That thing is at 8:10 Eastern time in Milwaukee. You have Jack Flaherty for the Cardinals, Brandon Woodruff for Milwaukee. I'm trying to find out which one of these teams, since I'm a believer, will be more more inclined to compete with the Cubs down the stretch for first place in the NL Central. So my cool game I'm going is tonight's behemoth of a pitcher matchup, Flaherty Woodruff, and a heated rivalry, Cardinals at Milwaukee, 8:10 Eastern. Both of these teams expected to be a top three finish in the NL Central when it's October.
By the way, Cubs lead the Rangers right now 2-0 in the seventh. Yeah, I like that Woodruff versus Flaherty. Yeah, I got Woodruff in that game tonight. I woke up this morning. I couldn't take it as a lot because it's like minus 151 now. I'm like, of course it is. Just over our minus 150 part. But I woke up this morning and it was only like minus 122. Mm. And I was checking the injury report to making sure I wasn't missing something. I was like, Woodruff? He looked good. And Flaherty? Not so much. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that game as well. Bobby, what is your cool game of the week?
I'm going to the end of the regular season in the NBA here. A big game to close out, or I don't think it's the last game of the season for these two teams, but still a big game regardless. It's Hawks 76ers tonight at 7:30 Eastern. Both teams are within a game of another team in the East, so whether going up or down. So this game has a lot of implications. Whoever loses risks falling out or falling in the play-in seeding or potentially falling to the four seed if you're the Sixers. So this is going to be a game where both teams are trying to win, which is pretty rare towards the end of the NBA season, but both teams need this win.
I've got a random question that y'all may not know the answer to, but I find it curious. There are three NBA games tomorrow. They're all in the middle of the afternoon, which is strange because normally NBA games are played on prime time, either on NBA TV or ABC or whatever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On Saturdays. Why are those three random games on in the middle of the afternoon on Saturday? Anybody have an idea?
No. It's because Sunday is their end of the season start right. to finish. And they kind of, I mean, not that it really matters for them, but everybody plays on Sunday. So all those teams have to travel and whatnot. And they leave it as a quote-unquote flex schedule on Sunday. So by the time the games end on Saturday, they don't want it to be like midnight and then, hey, let's flex the Spurs or the Timberwolves. And then they find out at midnight that they got flexed. Now if they need to flex a game for tomorrow, at least it's not too late.
Why are they playing at all is what I'm saying. Like, why didn't they just take the day off in the NBA?
I agree with that there. Hockey did that.
I just took one random team at note. Minnesota Timberwolves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they play tomorrow at San Antonio, but the next day they've got to fly back home and they're playing New Orleans.
Right.
So it's just, I don't know, it's odd. It's just very odd timing. Like, why wouldn't you just go ahead and say, everybody's going to play tonight, no one's going to play tomorrow, and all the Eastern games are going to start at 1, all the Western games are going to start at 3:30, let's go. I still think that they could take a page from the book of Major League Baseball. The last day of the season, everybody plays at 3 Eastern, and that is a perfect time because you're right in the middle of the day. If you're on the West Coast, it's a noon first pitch, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody has the upper hand of knowing when the other guy's playing.
Yeah, and you know, I wonder if this year too, NBA maybe tried to get a little cute with the whole Easter thing. They know a lot of people are going to be watching, so I'm not sure, but I agree with you. To me, it would be fun if every game kicked off at the same time.
You got a better idea. Why didn't they just not play on Easter and play on Saturday? Jeez.
You're not wrong there, brother.
Wanting to play on Easter Sunday. I can't believe NASCAR is playing this year, racing this year. They've never done that from my recollection. Now, maybe they've done it recently, but they never used to.
I wonder why the NHL is no games today and then like everyone plays tomorrow. There's some quirky scheduling going on.
Usually on Easter Sunday, it all really depends on when it falls because Easter's so – it all has to do with the timing of the summer solstice and whatnot. But – sometimes it falls in March, sometimes it falls in April. But typically on Easter Sunday, you don't have the NBA playing wall-to-wall. NASCAR's on that night. The Masters is finishing up. And oh, by the way, Major League Baseball.
Yeah, there's some...
on that day, too.
There's some Easters where you only get, you know, one or two bad March Madness games, and that's it for sports. You know, MLB's not up yet. NASCAR's off. So, yeah, we're pretty lucky, I guess, this year to get that, or unlucky, whatever way you look at it, to get that.
Well, it's just strange because it's a really low viewer rating for sports is Easter Sunday until you get later in the afternoon.
Correct.
So, you don't that was rhetorical. That wasn't a question. So the idea that you would cram all these games on Sunday, I don't get where the NBA is coming from. Did they not look? Did they not realize it was Easter Sunday? This isn't like Easter's not flexed. They don't drop it on you last minute. Hey, by the way, it's Easter, right?
Correct. Anyway.
I just thought it was odd. My one cool game of the weekend is the game we're doing Sunday night baseball. Braves Padres Sunday night. And there's a couple of reasons why I'm really excited about this game. A, Dylan Dodd, who looked really good against St. Louis the other day, he gets his first home start. So that's going to be huge. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're playing the Padres. They're going up against Seth Lugo. This spells like a game that's going to be a high scoring fireworks type show. So I'm looking forward to that. And I know it's a little bit of a homer pick, but none of the NBA games at all enthrall me this weekend. I'm looking forward to tonight's game. Tomorrow's game, I think, is going to be rained out in Atlanta. If they do play, Charlie Morton is going to spit and chew out the Padres. And if you told me I could only watch one game this weekend, it would be the Sunday night game between Braves Padres, which is cool that you know that we're actually on Sunday night because typically we're early first pitch around 1:30 on Sunday afternoons, and it's great for Braves fans because we don't have to worry about doing the song and dance because everybody knows who goes to church, Easter Sunday service is long. And you're not sitting there staring at your watch going, dude, can we hurry this up? Can we get to the point? Let's go. Meanwhile, you're sitting there over next to your, better half saying, I told you we should have went to sunrise service. I told you we should have gotten up early.
10 hours later.
Yeah. Have y'all ever been to Easter Sunday service at a Catholic church?
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
That thing drags on.
Woo! Woo! You're in for a rude awakening if you've never been to one of those. Especially if you like to talk like we do. Ooh, you're in for a rude awakening. It's like 2 hours plus of quietness. And I used to get dragged to the sunrise service for it. Ooh. And as Jimmy Buffett always said, there's a fine line between Saturday night and Sunday morning. And you're sitting there, you're still a little dizzy from the night before, and 2 hours of sunrise service is just dragging on. For some reason, they get upset if you bring your own flask. You know, I don't know what that's about. All right. Anyways, Bobby, what is your lock and what is your walk-off, sir?
My lock, I'm going to UFC 287, where I'm the most confident in betting-wise. You know, Tones. I hope you're not rooting for Masvidal, Tones, because I'm going with Gilbert Burns here. He's a huge favorite, and if you parlay that with over 1.5 rounds, you get -140 odds. I think that's great value there. I think Burns wins by decision, so that bet would hit in that instance. So I love the value there, and that's my lock of the week.
I do love Burns as well. Masvidal's cool too. I think Burns ultimately wins pretty easily.
Yeah.
I will be rooting for Masvidal, but I do think Burns, they're two of my favorites. It's going to be a good one. I think Burns ends up winning. I think that's a good pick.
Thank you.
There's some great UFC between now and
then. I like Giannis, man. I think Giannis has a really good chance. Adrian Giannis.
He's probably going to knock out Font. It just depends when.
I just Googled UFC.
I knew you did that. But you're right, though. I think he's going to beat Font.
You better watch that, though, man. Rob Font's, you know, pretty good. 19-6 on the year.
I mean, he's a good vet. You know, he takes a lot of his chin's tough. He takes a lot of headshots. You know, he's one of those guys who will stick around in a fight. I think that one goes the distance with Font losing ultimately by a knockout in round three.
And Bobby, UFC just got in bed with WWE.
I saw that. I hope there's...
You got to become a WWE fan now, I hear.
I guess so. I imagine it's more for the promotional aspect of it, but I don't know what it entails. So
kind of excited. Have you already decided what color shiny underpants that you're going to wear for the next SmackDown?
None. No, not wearing.
Tones and Joey already have pink and orange, so you can't. You're gonna have to go gold or like a neon green.
You know, I like gold. I think I'll go with gold.
I'm going with like a sparkly purple. Is what okay. I'm going with. Yeah, that's.
I like it.
I wouldn't wear those things if I was a wrestler. I would do the jean shorts or you know the long pants or something like that, looking like a fool.
Shorts. With the pockets hanging out of the jorts.
Or a leotard.
Pockets hanging out of the jorts. Maybe some flip-flops.
The Viper UFC trunks are much better than the WWE. Oh, yeah. I like the loose UFC pants, so I'm not too big of a fan of the tight ones. I like the fighters that wear the loose ones.
Like the John Jones ones.
This is totally off subject, but not really, because when you think of WWE and UFC, you do think of Bud Light. Did you see that Bud Light fired their entire marketing team?
I didn't see it.
What war did that?
Their entire marketing team that was in charge of, I don't know if you saw it, but there was, I don't even know the person's name, but there were, they hired a trans spokesmodel to push Bud Light.
Yeah.
And I was unaware that I didn't even know what it all entailed until my wife sent me a couple of the pictures and videos of what their marketing plan was. It is the most bizarre marketing plan if you're trying to sell Bud Light. Bud Light is the most like lowest common denominator type of beer that's out there, right? And I got a lot of room to talk because I drink a lot of Miller. But at least Miller has taste. Bud Light is college second year beer is what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you continue to drink it into your 40s and 50s, I guarantee you, you're not very woke. And they decided to pour all their money into, there is, I'll pull it up at the break and show at the end of the next one. There is a can that they put the trans model on the can and it is bizarre looking.
Hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute, this is real? Because my wife showed it to me. I was like, this looks like someone made a joke. She goes, no, this is real. And evidently they came in, whoever was in charge of that, Bud Light came in and fired them all because their sales went down 80%. Right after, so I don't know what the time frame is, but their sales went down 80% right after it was announced.
And I love what Kid Rock did to that. He took a case of Bud Light and he said, "Not today, sir," and he blew that thing up.
Yeah, I think that had a lot to do with it.
And then the other,
I did have to laugh at Tom McDonald. If y'all are familiar with who he is, he had a video where he came up and he was talking about it, and then in the middle of it goes, I mean, let's be honest, guys, if you're talking about Bud Light, I mean, come on, you know, you're not really drinking beer anyways, but, you know, and then he went back into his diatribe about, you know, it was just a really strange marketing plan.
Yeah, and then they say they're trying to market it for March Madness, but it came out after March Madness. It made absolutely no sense. Bud Light looks embarrassing here, and they deserve to reap the, you
what
know.
What does March Madness have to do with the trans model pushing Bud Light?
That's what I'm saying.
If you're going to tell me that you're going to do it, when's Pride Month? Is that like June or July or something? I know it's always in the middle of the summer. If you do it then, I can almost see you getting away with it. But just to push it on to March Madness?
Yeah, what a March Madness.
We want to make sure we had it out just in time for the Masters. Yeah, that's your target audience, the Masters. Let's go ahead and let's make sure and get loaded up on that.
I've seen a tweet. Some lady said she was at an open bar wedding, and the only beer left at the end of the night was like five cases of Bud Light or something like that.
Well, that is literally like the... I think I'd rather hit the Natty Ice, to be honest with you. At least I know I'm going to time travel with the Natty Ice.
Heck, I might go ham. All
they do is give you bad breath.
Yeah, I might go hams at that point.
I don't know. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. Bobby, what's your walk-off?
My walk-off is everybody enjoy the end of the regular season in the NBA. The real entertainment's about to start. And enjoy UFC 287 if that's what you're into. I'll see you guys next week.
I was really hoping you were going to say, my walk-off is I'm going to go get me a Bud Light. Hello!
See you guys.
Fabulous. All right, we'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country and Braves Country HD, wherever you stream.
That's right.
Hello there, Frazier.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Your true friends are the people in your life that totally get your inside jokes, your unique style, most important, what you want to eat. Taco Bell knows that when you get together with your real friends, it doesn't matter what you're doing, but hey, it might as well be something that everybody can get into, like the taco and burrito cravings pack with four crunchy tacos and four beefy five-layer burritos. So even if you're all sitting around doing absolutely nothing, you know you'll still have a good time. It's Taco Bell's taco and burrito cravings pack. Get it for the friends that get it.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gas. And see full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, home of Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks, weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Key and YouTube.com at Braves Country. Welcome back. Jones, see your screen?
Unfortunately, I do.
That's the can that they were showing.
Who wants to drink that? Who wants to drink that? Jeez.
I don't know if I want the picture of anybody on my can when I'm drinking. It's just weird.
No, you know, sports teams are one thing. That's kind of cool. Oh, I got a can with, you know, the Braves or the Cubs on it. But that, you know, you get people on it. It's like, all right.
And this isn't a celebrity.
No. Well, at least.
It's a forced celebrity.
Right.
But exactly. It's not like it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Correct.
Right? It's just a forced celebrity. It just absolutely dumbfounded. Whoever was a part of that team that got canned, you know they have to hire. They have to hide this on their entire resume now. Did you used to work at Bud Light? No. That was my brother. You got me confused with someone else.
That was my twin. His name is Scott. Mine is Tom.
I used to rob banks, and I would just like to a chance at a job now. odd picture.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be
good. The thing is, if you're going to go into that whole thing, like, why that picture? That picture looks terrible.
Right? Why are they just like...
It's almost like a mugshot, but then again, it's almost like... It doesn't... That's why when my wife first showed me the picture, I was like, that's not real. I thought someone had put it together as a joke.
Again, what does that have to do with March Madness?
What does that got to do with pretty much? Oh shoot! I'm sorry. I didn't realize mine was my camera was off. I just. What does that have to do with beer? Like, why do you just of all the beers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you can almost see them pushing it on the. What is the stuff that they sell in the clubs? It's the seltzers.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, I just think it's a strange choice. It's a very strange choice, and it's good to see that someone finally got canned for being too goofy, too off the reservation.
Yeah, that was just. I don't know
if that happens in 2020 or 2021. I think we're starting to get away from the. I hate keep using the word woke because I feel like that's overused, but. I don't know of. I mean, I don't even know if that's woke. That's just weird.
Yep. You said it best. That's just an oddity, in my opinion.
The dumbest part about the whole thing is when I saw the story that they fired the team. And I thought to myself, okay, I could see one person have a terrible idea like this, but that means everybody else in the room was either just as dumb or they're a bunch of yes men. Right?
Or both.
And that's not what you want.
Mm-mm.
So I can't blame Bud Light for firing him. I'd be like, yeah, so here's the thing. That's a terrible idea. And they're like, oh, Bill's the one that came up with it. Yeah, but did you say anything? Did you stop him? Did you stop Bill? Because you know what? If you're if you see Bill pick up a knife and decide to jump two stories out of a building, did you stop him or just go ahead and go, yeah, man, I'll go with you. Hand in hand, locking arms.
Yeah.
Cubs beat the Rangers 2-0.
That's a good win for the Cubs.
So that is in the books, even though most of Chicago could not see it. But that game happened.
Isn't that annoying?
Looks like it's pretty good weather. You got sun shining.
It is nice out today here, actually. It's a pretty crisp air. It's pretty good temp. So we got lucky this time of year.
It's windy. They just showed the W flying up there over the... that's what I meant to do. I set this up a couple of days ago. I set this thing up. Where are we at? I told you that I was that I was setting y'all up with your own little things. And I don't know which one is yours. Here we go. Tones. Bam.
Hey. Sitting out
there in the outfield. Bam.
I love that. That is awesome. Love it.
I made sure to put the AEW there. That's why I was asking you and Joey about the difference between the AEW and the, what's the one he does, WWE?
That is awesome, man. That's really cool.
Do they ever cross over and fight each other? Or is it like, comic books, like they're not allowed to fight?
Yeah, it's kind of like comic books where they're not allowed to fight. I mean, the wrestlers jump promotions, right? Like one might be in WWE, then his contract will expire and he might end up in AEW, but they never do like AEW versus WWE, at least yet. There's been some smaller promotions to
piggyback. I don't mean to catch you off, but I just saw that comment by Houston Texan Dave talking about that you need a pitch clock at church.
That was funny as heck.
That's classic.
That is classic.
What would be the violation that you would throw at somebody if they went over the time limit? In baseball with the pitch clock now, it's an automatic ball or automatic strike. What would you do to
maybe you take away communion? Maybe you either dock extra time on, or that's a good one. That's a good question. We might have to make
him drink the Bud Light can with that picture on it in front of everybody.
In the middle of church.
And then they get stoned.
Oh man, that's too good.
I guarantee you there's a lot of, because not all churches are anti-alcohol. I guarantee you there's some church picnics that would not order Bud Light this year. I guarantee you that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a handful of businesses or churches or whoever it might be that is going to shy away from him, no doubt about it.
Phillies lead the Reds 2-1. So wouldn't that be funny if the Reds went in there and just kept rolling?
Yeah, they've been off to a good start this year, and their lineup ain't that great, but they got some young guys, they got some young pitching. You never know if a team like that could stay hot, but, I think their time to come. I think they'll really start emerging next year.
The thing about the Reds, for the fans, I want to see them do well, but with the ownership group, after what they said last year, they basically said, suck it. What are you going to do? Go somewhere else and watch a different game? I don't know if you remember that last year, but when they sold everybody off and he was at the, I can't remember if that was right before the lockout or right after the lockout, but it was during that time period where basically he told the fan base that there wasn't a lot they could do and he had to walk the whole thing back. But that's a great baseball town. It is a shame that they're having to. There's rebuilds and then there's rebuilds. And this is basically taking, considering the kind of baseball town that Cincinnati is, this is like taking a classic car and literally blowing it to smithereens and then pulling out duct tape and trying to put it back together.
And I went to Cincinnati not last 4th of July, the one before that. Me and my lady had a great time there, seen a couple Cubs games up there. It's only about a 5-hour drive from here. They built that stadium up so beautifully. They got the Bengals stadium down the street, the Reds stadium down the street, and then in between, they block it all off. They got a ton of clubs, bars, food places. That area is lit. People love Cincinnati baseball. They view Nick Castellanos as a god when he was there, and he loved that town. It's a shame what that team did. They had a really good team a couple
years ago. It was really good when he was there. I guarantee you Philadelphia Philly fans are like, you can have him back.
Mm-hmm. And, the Reds had a really good team that year and the year before, and they just they blew it all up. And, now it's going to be a long, painful rebuild for them.
Well, if they can get anywhere close to 500, the fan base will be ecstatic.
Yeah, they sure will. They love that team. And their Hall of Fame is so cool there, too. It's like connected to their stadium. There's just a ton of history in that town of Cincinnati for baseball. I really recommend it to baseball fans. If you guys are ever in the Ohio area or passing by, really think about checking out a Reds game. It's worth it.
Yeah, I like I liked going there years ago. I like the city. Now, I have not been to the new park. That's one thing I do want to do. I went to the old park, but I just remember the city being just in love with the sport of baseball. And look, they're in a division where, honestly, they wouldn't have to spend that much to compete.
Mm-hmm.
they're not dealing with like the Mets with their $350 million payroll, or the Yankees, or the Dodgers. I mean, I get that St. Louis has a good roster, but Milwaukee's competing and they don't have a very high payroll. The Cubs, I think, will compete, and they don't have the biggest payroll. Now, they have the ability to, mm-hmm. but the Reds, I think they just tied it up. They did. It's 2-2.
And another mini scoreboard NL Central update. The Pirates just took the lead on the White Sox. That's 2-1 in the bottom of the second.
The Pirates are playing who?
They just took the lead on the White Sox, 2-1 in the bottom of the second in Giolito versus Richard. Yeah,
I was about to say Giolito's pitching today.
I feel like the past 18 months, he just hasn't seemed right. I don't know. I mean, he could figure it out. Long season left, no doubt. But something just seems off with Lucas Giolito to me.
Or maybe he just sucks. You ever think about that?
He could. He could not be that good.
You can't say that you're off for 2 years. Something's not right. Yeah, you suck. That's what. That's what's wrong. Oh, that's what it is. Right. I knew there was something.
Yeah, because two of his first 3 years in the bigs, he had an ERA over 6, and then he had a couple good years stretch. But yeah, last year ERA was hovering around 5. Today, getting touched up by Pittsburgh a little bit. We'll see where the big guy goes, but if he has another bet.
Sometimes you get a little money in your pocket, and that leads to a little more around your belt area, and you're not as motivated to work. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened with Giolito, but he's definitely not the pitcher that he was 3 years ago, because I used to have him in Dynasty, and he was so bad after being a keeper. I just dropped him. I didn't even try to work a trade.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy how some pitchers fall off. And as you mentioned, they just get complacent after the big payday. Some of them, maybe not him, maybe his is something else, but something's going on.
I do want to check something real quick. I wonder if they have put out, usually it's about this time. Yep, the Atlanta Braves starting roster is out, and it's what Woo-hoo! I thought was Michael Harris is not in the lineup. He got banged up last night for folks that missed it, and they took him out. They're calling it precautionary day to day. I think it was pretty much a given he wasn't going to play today, because there's a good chance we don't get a game tomorrow. So you give him basically 2 nights of rest, and hopefully it was back stiffness, I think is what they called it. Basically, he banged into the wall and he felt something, and Snicker said, let's not play any games. So Hilliard is in for the Braves, and he's batting ninth.
And it does look like
you're not very good when you're batting underneath Ozuna.
Correct. And it does look like we have something developing on Michael Harris a little bit. It says an IL stint is underway for Harris, and they recalled outfielder Eli White.
So, okay. That was the next thing I was going to check. That's what I kind of figured. So, well.
That's developing. That just happened not too long ago.
Let's see he has been officially put on the injured list. So.
Eli White, 3 home runs, 5 RBIs, 4 runs, 2 steals, and a over. Yeah, he is solid. He's
very solid. In the spring, he hit close to 400. Mm-hmm. He is, little known fact about Eli White, he is one of the fastest guys on the, I think, second. Last year, he was rated second in Major League Baseball. From home to first. Second. He was rated as third in Major League Baseball, going first to third.
He was on the Rangers last year, right?
Yes. He was number one on the base paths when stealing. Now, he's not necessarily polished as far as his jump, but his 0-60 speed, as I like to call it, or 0-90, I guess it is, because you're trying to go on, but well, They shortened the base pass, so I guess 0 to 88.5. But anyways, was number one in Major League Baseball. So there's going to be some speed there, and that's great. The only reason why Sam Hilliard made the team over Eli White is because Eli White had options.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to lose Sam Hilliard, because Sam Hilliard, though, doesn't have the greatest bat, he can play every single position in the outfield well, and he's also has a lot of experience at first base.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a big deal when we don't really have a backup first baseman. We have Adrianza, who could play first. We have Arcia, who could play. Riley has played first in the past, but we don't really have a backup first baseman. So it's nice to have a guy who can play outfield and first base to allow you to carry other things. I'm still expecting, and I guess Travis Darnold in a pinch could play first.
Yeah, I'd guess so there as well. But yeah, no official backup first, but you guys do have a couple options there nonetheless.
I do expect sometime down the road, whether at some point in the season, I expect Chadwick Tromp to come back up.
Mm-hmm.
And if he comes back up, it's going to make it really hard to send him back down. And at that point, I have heard that they're trying to develop Tromp at possibly a secondary position. So that if he does come up, there would be at bats for him, possibly out in left field, but I haven't seen an update as far as how that's gone.
I mean, good minor league depth for Atlanta. At least they got some guys who could be formidable if, you know, Michael Harris goes down. They got an answer. At least some teams can't say that.
Absolutely. All right, let's get into the mock draft before we run out of time. I blather on about a whole lot of nothing.
I think you and I could have a 48-hour straight baseball talk show.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the Bud Light can again?
Oh, dang.
All right. So if you look in the chat, you'll see the picks that were made.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson to the Texans. Wright to the... Hold on a second here.
The Jets, it looks like.
It's for some reason when I pull this up on the YouTube chat, it comes up looking janky. Wilson to the Texans. Darnell Wright, offensive tackle from Tennessee, to the Jets. Jones, offensive tackle from Georgia, to the Patriots. And you were on the clock with the 15th pick in the first round. The Green Bay Packers.
Let's see here. They need a wide receiver. Drafted a couple last year. Got Christian Watson. Got Romeo Doubs in later rounds. What do they never give Aaron Rodgers? A first-round wide receiver draft choice. What are they going to do as soon as they let go of Aaron Rodgers? I think they're going to give Jordan Love what Aaron Rodgers never had. I got the Packers going wide receiver here. Now, Jackson Smith is already gone, so you got to look around at some other wide receiver options. I think a great choice for them would be, I know a lot of people have Jordan Addison, but I would go elsewhere. I think Jalin Hyatt from Tennessee would be a great choice for the Packers. Hyatt's downfield speed and after catchability is something Jordan Love could really use.
Wouldn't it be great if the Packers drafted a quarterback?
That would be hilarious. And I forget which one they were high on, but I did hear they were high on one. I'm like, are you kidding? Oh, Hendon Hooker, maybe it was.
Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine Jordan Love going, are you serious right now? Aaron Rodgers sitting over in the back going, told you so.
He's just laughing. He's like, Packer's going to Packer.
Yeah, I mean, it would be fitting.
It really would.
Do it. I really don't think they'd do it, but it would be hilarious if they went out and got themselves a quarterback to go ahead and stick it to him. Get a what's his name still on the board? Levis.
Mm-hmm.
There's some interesting. Man, I hate when you pull up certain sites and they are trying to get too cute with the first round.
Mm-hmm.
With their projections, because sometimes I like to look at that and say, okay, well, where does so-and-so think, where's, and then all of a sudden you look over and you're like, they've traded away, they've made 17 trades in their mock draft. You're like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? At that point, you're not even trying to be remotely. All right, my turn before we run out of time.
Yeah, you can't Washington. Mock anything past round one. You could barely mock round one.
So the Washington Commanders, they're not going to get Lamar Jackson, are they?
Doesn't look like they are. I thought they'd be a perfect fit myself. Ron Rivera would need him and would love him, I think.
So that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to – no, you know what? I'm going to play it safe. I'll play it safe for the Commanders. I was going to screw them, but I'm going to play it safe. Let them go after a guy who can stay home, so to speak. And this guy, he's ranked as the fifth best defensive back, but I liked him a lot in college. Deontay Banks, defensive back, cornerback from University of Maryland, goes to the Washington Commanders.
I like that pick a lot as well.
I think that's a solid pick. I won't go all ESPN-y and start drafting quarterback. They had a mock draft on the other day. There was like 9 quarterbacks drafted in the first round. I'm like, come on, man. That's not how it ever happens.
Yeah, that I'm right. What last year, remember everyone said how many are gonna go round one, and then it ended up being one, which deservingly so wasn't that great of a quarterback class last year, but it always cracks me up.
If I was going to have a mock draft with the fake trades and everything, then I would also put in fake other things that happen in drafts. Like, you know how every year it seems like right before the draft day, there's something bad comes out about some guy, right? There's always a rumor. So I would throw that into my draft trades. I mean, into my mock draft.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd have asterisks at the top and say, just so you know, right before the draft on Saturday night, CJ Stroud is caught with a hooker and crack cocaine.
I have it on video too. It's a little blurry. You can't see anything.
And have him just free fall through the draft. I mean, if we're going to do this other stupid stuff, why not do that? Mm-hmm. We're coming up on time. What is the 17th pick in the draft?
I'm going with here as I'm selecting for the Steelers, and they have a couple needs, actually. I think they're going to try and build up Kenny Pickett's, you know, I think they're going to try and give him stuff, but I think that's coming later in the draft. Steelers are built through defense. I think they stay with defense there. I got Pittsburgh staying in their state. I got them taking Joey Porter Jr., cornerback from Penn State, I think, to bolster that defense, keep him in the state of Pennsylvania.
Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family as well. Yes, sir. I think that'd be a fantastic pick for them. I really do.
I'm sure Steeler Nation would love that. We're coming up on time, sir. What is your lock and your walk-off?
Lock and walk-off is this. Braves country, always a great time. We do a lot of fun stuff on here, fantasy stuff, March Madness stuff, bracket stuff. It was an honor being co-champ in the bracket. It's an honor playing fantasy. Just follow along with Braves country for all fun, for all games, and for all sports. Let's ride.
All right, and my walk-off, my lock. Did you give a lock?
Oh, not yet. I do have a lock, but, yeah, I didn't get my lock yet.
Real quick.
All right, yes, sir. My lock is this. I like the Rays tonight. They are home. Let me see what their recent odds change was. Da-di-da-da-da, really quick. I like the Rays -1.5 home against the A's. You could get that at -125.
Yeah, that was my I think that was my Twitter lock today. My lock of the day here for the show is, let me see, make sure it's still under. Give me the Los Angeles Angels at home on -122 on the money line. They are hosting the Toronto Blue Jays and Chris Bassett. And the one thing I know about Chris Bassett, ball goes boom when he gets on the mound. So give me those Angels. And walk off is, make sure to tune in tonight, Braves Country HD, 7:20 first pitch, Braves. Padres, we'll see you Monday, Tones. You'll be on with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How about that?
Will it be Mayo Boy Lovis? I sure hope not.
Have a great Easter, y'all, and a rest of your good Friday.
Happy Easter, McGee.
Goodbye, sweetheart. It's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
Something of the 5th of September. Something of the 5th of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of the 5th. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I get another cigarette, please? Yeah, I know I live to regret it. Just give me another cigarette, please.
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia. Hey, Braves fans, I'm Mac McGee with Braves Country. We'll be right here on The Key all year long giving you Braves Country baseball, pitch by pitch, inning by inning of your Atlanta Braves. Make sure to catch Braves Country right here on The Key. We go live 3 to 5. We'll keep you up to date on the upcoming schedule for Braves Country. That's Braves Country HD and Braves Country Baseball right here on The Key.